well with my soul. I have to admit, though, I need some help at the end, so if words come up on screen, if you feel inclined, then please allow me to join you.
Anything like the battle of Armageddon between good and evil. You ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
And I saw heaven open. We're going to see heaven open as we come down as the armies of God to this planet. And we got a welcoming committee for us. It's called jets, tanks, automatic weapons, nuclear weapons. The armies of the world are gathered to welcome us home. You ever had a homecoming like that before? You ever gone to a homecoming and they're waiting to battle you? Huh? Yeah, that's sort of like when we got here. And behold, a white horse. And he that sat thereon called faithful and true. And in the righteous, he does judge. And what's he going to do? He's going to make war. It's time to settle it. It's time to make it right. It's time to put Satan in his place. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause and excitement. All right, there, here we go. And his eyes, being Jesus, are a flame of fire. And upon his head are many crowns of stuff. And he had a name written which no man knoweth but he himself. And people have asked me, what is this name? Well, how do I know? What's it say? No one's going to know. I don't know. Don't matter to me, because I'm going to follow him no matter what his name is.
Amen.
So I don't have the answers to everything, but why is it that it's a name that nobody knows but himself? Because it doesn't matter in the scheme of things. Okay? All that matters is that I'm going to be following the King of Kings. Everybody with me, say amen.
Amen.
And he is arrayed in a garment sprinkled with blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
How's that?
Because he's coming to revenge every blood that was spilled during that 7 years' time of people who did not take the mark of the beast, 666. Now, it's going to be their day. Whether their heads were cut off, body parts were cut off, it don't make any difference. They're coming back on a white horse. Holy, holy, holy. He's coming to make it right. All right, here we go, Larry. And the armies. I like the word S here. And the armies which are in heaven follow him upon what? White horses. There's an S again. Clothed in fine linen, white and pure. Now, I have been on a couple of horses in my lifetime. This one particular time, Monica and I went somewhere up in Indiana years ago. And while we were up there, she said, let's go horseback riding. Well, it was wonderful. She got on this horse, and this horse was just tickled to death. It had Monica on her. They brought out this horse, and the horse looked at me. And I don't know how horses talk, but I try to think what he said was, you've got to be kidding. So I climbed up on the horse, and it wasn't those deals where, you know, you're guiding along. These horses knew the trail, but, you know, it wasn't like someone was going along and just holding, you know, guiding type thing. And we just take off. Monica took off. just a going, looking back at me. Oh, Roger, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Just galloping away. My horses. I said, come on. Then he went like this. I said, come on. I'm hitting it, you know, with the sides and all that, you know. And then it finally got up to this speed right here. All 2 miles. This is what I got. Monica circled it 3 times. She went past me and said, come on, Roger. Now, you would think a wife would sort of slow down and take it with her husband's pace. Right? No. Circled me 3 times. But I want to tell you something right now. my white horse, but it's going to be able to take care of me. It may be a biggie, it may be a little one. I don't know what it's going to be, but at that time, I'm going to have my spiritual body. Yes? That's right. I mean, a horse would love you, brother. I'm just telling you right now, okay? And that's right. So, we're all coming, these armies, you and I who know Jesus. Emphasize that, you and I who know Jesus, that was part of the rapture of the church 7 years earlier, or at some point in time, was saved during the tribulation period. You are coming on these white horses. Now look at this. And out of his mouth, this is Jesus, proceeded a sharp sword, and with it he should smite the nations. See that word S? Nations. The greatest army of all time. Armies gathered for this battle. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Now he's going to smite them, he's going to take care of them. Now we're going to rule. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God. The Lord don't change it just yet. Now, in a moment, I'm going to change one verse. Go back to chapter 14 to put in this. I want you to see in this battle just exactly what is going to happen when Jesus defeats these armies. Armies. One Jesus. Now we're with him. We're his armies, but I promise you, he don't need us. Alright? It doesn't say here that we're going to smite the nations, defeat the nations. It says he's going to do it. But we're coming back with him because we get to enjoy the aftermath. Now, here's the deal. When I show you this next verse, I'm taking it out of the 14th chapter of Revelation, just one verse. But it's going to show you exactly how it's going to be shed on the greatest day in history with the greatest battle between good and evil. I want you to see how bad evil is going to be defeated. Are you ready? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Larry, let's go. Now, this is verse 20, and then we're going back to verse 16. In this comes out of the 14th chapter of Revelation. Look at this. And the winepress, which is a word saying this is how much blood was shed, are trodden without the city. And there came out blood from the winepress, even into the bridles of a horse, as far as 1,600 furlongs. How many of you know anything at all about horses? How tall is the bridle of a horse? Would you guess?
4 and 5 feet high.
That's right. It's between 4 and 5 feet high. Number one, this is how deep the blood is going to flow from these people. That's how big of the armies that are gathered to take on Jesus. This is how big evil is going to be. The blood is going to be between 4 and 5 foot deep. Now, you see this 1,600 furlongs? 200 miles, 4.5 feet deep is how much blood is going to flow at the Battle of Armageddon. 200 miles, 4.5 feet deep. How many men, women, or whatever is going to be in these evil armies is going to be killed to put that much blood? I tell you, it's going to be in the millions. They all gathered in one place thinking they could take out. This is how much evil is in the world. It's going to be wiped out in one moment by King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, we're back into the 19th chapter. I just wanted to show that to you. And he has on his garment and on his thigh a name written, what? King of Kings. And what? Lord of Lords. The last thing these people are going to see before they're destroyed is King of Kings and War of Lords. Get that? Get it? Alright, here we go. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice. Now this is going to be another scene that is unbelievable. Saying to all the birds that fly in mid-heaven, come and be gathered together unto the great supper of God, that you may eat flesh of kings and flesh of captains and flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit thereon and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, small and great. 17 and 18, after this blood flows, even it's going to be all bodies. Jesus is going to say, birds, go and have your supper. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? This great, powerful army of Satan, every one of them lay dead. Why are the birds coming to clean it up? Because we're coming to Jesus. He's going to clean this place up. It's like if you're going to have people over for dinner. Now, if we have company in our house, and believe me, this is a compliment, so don't get all bent out of shape, women, but if we have company coming to the house to eat, I guarantee you, Monica and I are going to work on that house until it's spotless. Why? Because I got company coming. Make sense so far? You got company coming? You got people coming over? We got Thanksgiving coming up? Christmas coming up? If we use our fellowship hall, we want it clean, don't we, Maxine? Why? Because we're gathering together to eat and have fellowship. This is how I want you to see what's happening here. Jesus is cleaning this planet up because he's got company coming with him. The families of God are coming back. They don't deserve this, so we're going to clean it up before we come back. That's the kind of God in Jesus I serve. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him, set upon the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken. Satan was taken. And with him the false prophet that brought the signs in his sight, wherewith he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. The two were cast alive into the lake of fire. The burneth with brimstone. The beast was taken. The false prophet was taken. They're taken. They're removed and put out of the way. He's not going to let us come back to this planet until Satan has been removed. Now later on, we're going to see that he's loosed one last time. Lord, I bet a thousand questions asked about that. That's down the road. I'm going to answer that later on. But for this 1,000 years, there's only going to be one person in charge. And it's not going to be Satan. It's going to be who?
Jesus.
Say it with me.
Jesus.
One more time.
Jesus.
Give him a hand of applause. All right, let's finish it up. And the rest were killed with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, even the sword, which came forth out of his mouth. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. Now, I want to point out something to you that people pass over, just leading us in to what's going to happen there in this house. And the rest were killed. Of course, we know these armies are going to be killed. That's where all this 200 miles of blood is coming from. Okay? The rest were killed with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, Jesus. Even the sword which came forth out of his mouth, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Jesus has done with the sword and battling this, he's going to lay it down for a while. And here's the symbolism. This 1,000 years is going to be the most peaceful time this planet has ever seen. And I'm going to talk to you a lot more about this during this 1,000-year millennium. Why is there going to be peace? It's because Jesus is going to be the head. And here's something real neat. All of you, you guys are going to have a lot to do during that 1,000 years. But we'll talk about what are some of the roles that some of us are going to do. We're going to have our new heavenly body. We're going to be serving the Lord. He's going to give us certain jobs, maybe even certain people to rule over. But we're not going to be the only ones on that planet. And we're going to talk about on this planet, and we'll talk a little bit more about that too. There's a lot of interesting stuff, folks. A lot of questions that are asked. But for today's purposes, understand one thing as I teach us to you, is that at this battle, there's only going to be one winner, and that's Jesus. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. And either you're for him or you're against him. Either you're on the white horse following him, or you're going to be part of that 200,000 club. Either for Jesus or against him. Either you believe in him or you don't. And folks, we're in a time. I even put this on Facebook the other night when I put on everybody else we've been preaching on. Jesus is coming. He's coming. I believe with all of my heart. The trumpet is so much in his hands, it's getting closer to his lips every moment that we breathe. Everything's done, been fulfilled. Everything's done. Look all over this planet. You know it. I say this week after week after week because I get a lot of people that email me back to ask me these questions. But I'm telling you, watch the Middle East. Keep it on your forefront. The news, the biggest news on the planet will always be around Israel from here on out. Just mark it down, the Bible will not be proven wrong. It will be proven right. Get your families ready. Get things in order. I don't care if you're old or care if you're young. I'm telling you, you do not want your families left behind in this God-awful mess. You don't want them to be under God's judgment. You want them to be under God's grace. And everybody said,
amen. Amen.
Stand with me. Father, in the precious, most holy name of Jesus. Father, it is my prayer today, whether you're watching by internet or whether you're part of this congregation, our people need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to make sure that our people are saved. They're living for the Lord. And they're ready to go. Father, may we get ready. Even the people who don't come to our church anymore for whatever reason, Father, they need to get their hearts ready somehow or another. And I pray somebody reads them in some way, shape, or form. But understand this, Father, you are coming and nobody's going to prevent it. Father, we pray so much for our nation and our world. Father, we pray that when we give this invitation, all within the sound of my voice can respond to the love of Jesus today. That precious and holy name we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, as Michael plays, we're going to invite you to come. We're going to invite you to be a part of God's army. Will you come in the name of Jesus? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.